On Friday, the Texas Supreme Court will visit the city of Abilene for the first time. They won't be here simply to shake hands or make a public appearance. They will actually be hearing two cases that are on appeal from lower state courts. Abilene Christian University will host the hearings. KACU's Paul Valamides checks in with an ACU professor to hear why Texas' highest court will be in session in Abilene rather than in Austin.
Seeing the state's highest court in action usually requires a trip to Austin, but on Friday, the justices will descend upon mid-sized Abilene, Texas. Many people, like myself, may have not been aware that the Supreme Court ever left Austin to hear cases.
The Texas Supreme Court travels in Texas twice a year, usually in the fall and the spring, and they visit law schools or universities and a few other places.
That's ACU's chair of the Political Science Department, Neil Coates.
Once a semester, they will leave Austin and make a special trip.
ACU played no small role in getting the court to travel to Abilene. One of the current justices is an ACU alum.
His name is Jeffrey Boyd, and so we're glad that he was able to talk to the court and add us to the schedule.
Justice Boyd is not the only connection that ACU has with the Texas Supreme Court. Former Chief Justice Jack Pope also graduated from the university.
Justice Jack Pope was one of the more unique individuals in Texas legal history. Jack Pope was known for the highest of ethics, for supporting programs to help those who are poor, for the reform of the judicial system. He's been honored by the legislature several times. His archives are here at Abilene Christian University in our Brown Library.
Justice Pope is 102 years old and still lives in Austin. He will not be able to make the trip to Abilene. However, the full bench of Texas Supreme Court justices will be here.
We are very pleased that that all nine will be here and they will hear two cases. We have recreated a courtroom, if you will, in the Hunter Welcome Center.
The two cases being heard are real. The court's overall purposes for their campus visits are education and awareness.
We don't have to go to Austin to see our state's highest court for civil issues in action. Anyone can go and listen and can go and watch. One of the hallmarks of the American judicial system and American politics in general is the openness, our ability to watch, to listen, to get records, to ask questions. These persons are accountable to us.
Abilene area residents will have the opportunity to watch and listen to the state's highest court on Friday morning in ACU's Hunter Welcome Center. For KACU in Abilene, I'm Paul Valamides.